Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Whatevs. So today we're going to be doing beginner's division. I kind of have this. My voice isn't working right today. I can't remember what it's called. It's not a sore throat or anything. I think I'm like losing my voice or something. So we're going to be doing simple division for beginners forever, and the first equation is going to be for people that are like really new to it. This is beginner's division. This whole episode is beginner's division, so it's basically for people who are really, really new to division. And in fact, we're going to be using dividing 10 and fingers to solve it. So everyone just be aware that it's extra simple division. So if you already know how to do division, then this episode is not really for you, unless you forgot how and you need like a whole episode to remember how. Okay. Well, let's get to it. Our first equation will be 10 divided by 2. So I want you to use your fingers and group so since it's 10 and we have 10 fingers, I want you to use your fingers and put your fingers together in two groups. So you might have noticed that there's 5 in each group. So basically, if we were dividing by a bigger number, then you'd have to put more, like a smaller amount of fingers together, and you'd have to try to discover what the answer is. But since it's only divided by 2, you just need to basically, since you have 2 hands and it's divided by 2, you can just put all your fingers together on each hand. So basically, 10 divided by 2 is 5. Now that might not have made so much sense. So how that works is that, so 10, if you put 10 in 2 different groups, how much is in each group? So that's basically what division is. So if it was 20 divided by 5, how much is in each group? Is in each of the 5 groups? So that's basically what division is. So since we know that 10 into 2 groups is 5, basically so when it's divided by 2, all you have to do is really add what plus what equals 10. For 10 divided by 2. And that is 5. So what about 10 divided by 5? Well, if you put your fingers together and try to discover how many fingers are in each group when you put them together, then you might have noticed there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 groups of 2. So that works. So basically what happens is that 10 divided by 2 is 5 and 10 divided by 5 is 2. But by the way, you will not get the same answer in 2 divided by 10 and 10 divided by 2. That's only with multiplication and adding. Because it's basically just adding the numbers together, and when you swap the numbers, you're still adding the same amounts. So, but that doesn't really work when you're taking away, because then you might be taking away a bigger number than the other, which means that you'll get a different answer. So now let's go for a bigger division question. Let's just use one that I mentioned before, 20 divided by 5. So basically all you really have to do is to discover that, just think. Most people who are new to division have already done multiplication. So if you try to multiply the 5, I think you might know. So 20 divided by 5. So how many groups are in each 5? So let's just see. A way to do this. How did I forget? We can't really use our fingers, so maybe get a piece of paper and draw 20 circles. So a top row of 10 and a bottom row of 10. One, two, three, four, five. I'm doing it myself even. You can pause it, or I'll just give you a minute to do it. And now, try to circle 5 groups of equal amount. So take the 20 dots that you've done and circle out of the 5 groups. So you don't actually have to do the 10 on the top and 10 on the bottom, because on what I did, I actually discovered when circling that putting 10 on the top and putting 10 on the bottom kind of made it so that I had to make one group from pieces on the top and on the bottom. So I actually, in the beginning, just using my brain, thought that the answer was 5, but that's just 25 divided by 5. That would be 5. What 20 divided by 5 is actually 4, from what I discovered. And I ended up having to do two groups of two to represent the 4, according to the fact that you might have noticed as well if you put the circles in the same rows as mine. Well, it's one way to do division, but if anybody gives you like tough division, like 1,000,000 divided by 16, then you might have to discover some other ways. But this episode is just for beginners. Now, let me just think up some other questions to help you start to get used to bigger numbers that aren't just 10. Now, since today's episodes are only really supposed to be for beginners, I mean, it's today's episode, if I accidentally put a S at the end, today's episode is really only for beginners division. I might end up doing harder divisions later, but today is beginners division. So I'm still gonna go with simpler questions, but harder and harder every time that we do it, but still not too hard. So right now we're gonna be doing 36 divided by 6. So basically what you have to do is, if you want to draw the circles again, then you can. But I actually recently discovered you can actually try multiplying the smaller number. I don't know if it'll actually work because I haven't tried it, but I'm going to test if it actually works. Oh, and I'm also giving you a minute to answer the question on your own while I see if it works. It does work. Well, that's good to know. But it mostly works when multiplying the smaller number. Yeah, it kind of only works when multiplying the smaller number. So all that you really have to do is multiply the smaller number until you realize that you just said in your mind or out loud the number that you're dividing it by. So I multiplied 6 all the way until I got to 36. And instead of doing the dots, and what I got was, let's see. I actually got 6. 36 divided by 6 equals 6. Well, that's a lot of sixes. Yeah, that's a lot of sixes. Now, I actually decided that I wanted to go big on this question. Well, at least bigger than the others. So kind of the tough division questions are like thousands and hundred thousands and thousand thousands. Yeah, those are tough. But so our final question is going to be 100 divided by 30. So this question is actually going to be pretty tough because you might think, well, it would be easier if it was 50 or 20, but we're doing 30. Now you might try to go 30, 60, 90, 110. Wait, how am I going to do this? Yeah, that's why what you have to do on this question is not count by 30s. You're going to have to try to discover other ways. So how much is in each group of 30? I mean, how many 30 groups of each? How much is in each group? There are 30 groups. So that's going to be a tough one. Now let's see. 100 divided by 30. Okay, I think we should actually do a different question because I just checked on my calculator to see if this is really a question to do with beginners. Yeah, it's not. Changing up the question. 100 divided by 3. Yes, that's actually what I meant to do. 100 divided into 3 groups. So I accidentally said 30. Which means 30 groups, but I meant 3 groups, which you might think then it would be 30, 60, since we're in hundreds, since we're in hundreds now, you might add a zero at the end, so go 30, 60, 90, 110. Okay, now what am I doing? So kind of what we're going to do in this question is going to be tough. Now let's check if this is still a good enough question. Oh, I keep checking on the calculator and it's like 3.33333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333 Man. What am I doing? I am done doing horrible questions, so I'm just going to do a simple question to end it. 100 divided by 2. So basically, when it comes to hundreds being divided or big numbers, you can actually take away one of the zeros and do 10 divided by 2. And as we already, and since we already did that, we realized that that is 5. So now that we took away that zero, we need to add it back to the 5. It's now 50. Realize how I did that and try to do others. I'm sorry for the inconvenience a minute ago. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Stay safe and wear a mask. Goodbye.